Welcome back. This is Roberta Mullen reporting for Healthcare Now Radio, and we are at HIMSS 18 in Las Vegas. I'm in the Interoperability Showcase talking to some providers and vendors, and I'm here with Andrew Wright. He is the product manager at Change Health, and Change Health is the service provider for Commonwealth. Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
How's the show going for you?
The show's going well. There's a lot of people here.
The Interoperability Showcase, has it gotten bigger? I just think it's gotten bigger.
It definitely has gotten bigger. You can tell because in the old days of 4 years ago, we only had 5 to 10 people at a time coming to watch our demos, and that's obviously exploded, and we've had to have more sessions where we're doing our demos. So both each session we have more bodies, and then we're doing more sessions to accommodate the load.
And you're doing some forums this year too with different communities in the interoperability space. So tell us a little bit about interoperability. What's going to be important in this year coming up?
Well, there's a few things. The first is probably the fact that we're starting to combine networks. We have the Care Equality Network, which Epic is a main partner of, and then Commonwealth, and we're starting to create a bridge between the two so that you can query and retrieve documents bidirectionally across those two networks. It's important because it will create a solution where both networks will have access to almost 100% of the acute care facilities in the United States, which drives a lot of future use cases, which are going to probably come out during this year in all the networks and overall in interoperability. An example would be the concept of notifications. If a person goes into an acute care setting with an emergency room problem, they can have their current provider ahead of that activity subscribe to watch them as a patient. And so if I have a cardiologist who said they want to watch me in my care, they can be alerted the moment I jump into that emergency department at any hospital. And so they can be an active player in my care instead of just hearing about it after I've been discharged.
So it sounds like you're a little optimistic on we might be getting somewhere in this operability field and we're going to get where we need to get to?
I think we will. It's just a slow growth of it because there's a lot of transactions that are going to need to be going through. So creating a safe, scalable way to make that happen is a bit of a challenge. One thing that we're doing here in March is we're going to be going to pilot with our Care Equality and Commonwealth integration. And that has been a big focus of mine, and I'm looking forward to having real world users start to get the benefit of all those documents. The thing that people often don't know about Commonwealth is its overall size, right? We have 80 million patients that are known to the system, and it's quite an impressive growth, and it grows at about 1 million a month. So we're continuing to hit some milestones that we're proud of, and we're also being extra vigilant, and this is where my job comes in with Change Healthcare, making sure it's stable, making sure it's secure, and making sure that as we add new types of members with new types of documents, everything continues to work as expected.
Thank you for taking some time out with me, Andrew.
You're welcome.
This has been another HIMSS Highlight. Thank you for joining us.